Let's go, girls. Around the world, girls. It is the eve of All Hallows Eve, Halloween Eve, and getting ready for the big night. I know kids are super excited to just go door to door, get all the delicious candy. So for Woman Wednesday, let's talk about the time frame of trick-or-treating.
Okay.
Because we are trying to figure out when are we going to go. It's a school night, so we do want to kind of get done a little early, but we don't want to go too early where people are just getting home from work and it's like, dude, it's not even dark yet, you know? So what is the right time to trick-or-treat? My kids being 9 and 5, I'm like, okay, once it gets dark, I think we're good. But we're also going with my niece and nephew who are like around 2 years old. So I'm thinking we're going to start out about 6:30.
Okay, this is interesting. I've never trick-or-treated with my son, so I've never actually thought of this before. But the sun's setting tonight at 5:58. So it's going to be dark by just after 6. So 6:30 seems a good sort of time for me.
Well, and I was in Yucaipa because we're going trick-or-treating in Yucaipa. That's where my parents live. And we were there last weekend. And about 6:30, it had just started to, like, it wasn't dark yet, but it was getting there. And I was like, okay. It feels good to trick-or-treat. But again, I don't want to bombard people where they're like, I just got home from work. You know what I mean?
No, I think you've given them enough time. 6:30. And they know on Halloween night, kids are a little younger. You're not going to be trick-or-treating at 9 p.m. So I think they understand that. And I think they prepare for that. So I think 6:30 is a good time, my personal opinion, even though I don't know. And how long? Is it like 2 hours? What's a good trick-or-treating time?
Well, I mean, my kids won't last 2 hours. We'll probably only go for maybe 45 minutes, maybe an hour at the most. But let's talk about the ending time, because you also don't want to get those knocks on the door at like 10 o'clock at night. And you're like, my light has been off for an hour and a half. Like, don't knock. I feel like maybe 9 o'clock should be the cutoff.
Yeah, I think even a little bit earlier. I think like 8:30 sounds good to me.
Really?
But I mean, you're much more experienced than me, so I will not take anything I say really literally.
Okay, Woman Wednesday, I want to hear, what is the perfect time frame for trick-or-treating? I'm going to throw out 6:30 to 9. I feel like 6:30 to 9 o'clock.
I've never been trick-or-treating with my son before, so I've never had to think about this. But what is the perfect time frame to trick-or-treat? That's Kelly's question for Woman's Wednesday. And there's a bunch of stuff you got to take into consideration.
Well, it is a Thursday night. And some people are pointing out, you know, school night, work night, things like that. But for me, this time we're going with my niece and nephew, and they're around 2 years old. And so I want to go a little early, but I don't want to go too early where people are like, hey, I just got home from work. Give me a chance to get settled. You know what I mean?
So you think 6:30 to 9 is about the right time?
I said 6:30 to 9 because then it's just starting to get dark. And then 9 o'clock lets the older kids go a little bit later, but it's not too late.
Yeah. 951 says 5:30 to 8 because it's a school night.
Okay.
Early.
951 says 6 o'clock is a good starting time. And I would go to about 8:30, especially if you have young ones. That's really good. But 9 o'clock is too late.
Is 2.5 hours too long, do you think? It seems like a long time to me.
Well, I'm not talking 2.5 hours where we're walking around for all 2.5. I'm talking about if you're at your house handing out candy, like, what are your hours of operation, pretty much?
And you can have cocktails, right, while you hand out candy.
That's usually what you do. If I have a Yeti in my hand or a Stanley, I'm telling you right now, it's not water.
2.5 hours is fine then. 951, Yucaipa resident here. We do our small neighborhood right as it gets dark, and then about 6:30 we go to the big neighborhood at the top of the Wildwood Canyon. End time, I say, between 8:30 and 9.
Okay. 909 says, I have a 3-year-old. I was planning to start trick-or-treating at 5:30, but now I'm guessing that might be too early. I was going to wrap up by 8:30. Now you're really making me think. You got to get your itinerary for Halloween. You got to be ready.
There's a lot of things taken into consideration. You also got to understand that, you know, people get back from work, but they also know it's trick-or-treating night. So you think that they've made plans because it's a one-day-a-year event.
Well, and some people have pointed out, too, that companies are letting people go home early so that they can prepare and get their kids ready to trick-or-treat. Because you also have to know when you're going out that sometimes the houses are going to be dark because they're out with their kids.
Yeah, like 951 says, I'm usually ready for the trick-or-treaters by 6:30 and by 9. It's lights out so I can get to bed, get ready for work.
I like that. 6:30 to 9, I'm good with that. You can weigh in now. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Hours of operation for handing out candy tomorrow on Halloween. I asked this on Woman Wednesday because I'm going to be going with my niece and nephew who are younger than my kids. So we're planning on starting earlier, like before it even gets dark. And I don't know if that's too early.
No, I think it's about right. Sunset sets at 5:58, so 6 to 6:30 seems right. And you got to take into consideration that people work the next day. Although the 909 just said here, Redlands Unified School District does not have school the day after Halloween. So it's not a school night. Did you know that?
I didn't know that for Redlands. I knew out in Fontana, it's the same way. I think my kids have like a half day because we're into conference week. But that's so good. The teachers deserve that break. Nobody wants to deal with kids the next day when they're on a sugar high or a sugar crash.
No, I'm all for it. I'm jealous they get that.
Kathy and Corona, what do you think? What are the hours of operation for handing out candy?
I think yours from 6:30 to 9 sound good, but definitely not after 9 for people who have to get up really early in the morning.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, the light's going off. No more candy is being handed out.
Yeah, I got another question for you, though, on a side note.
Yeah.
Do you give candy to a mom with a baby in a stroller that doesn't even have teeth yet?
I love this because I struggle with that. I'm like, really? Everybody knows your baby's not eating the candy. It's for you. But I feel like if she's got enough guts to go ask for the candy, I'll give her one piece or I'll give her like a dumb sucker.
I'm thinking of maybe a pen or a pencil. Either that or tell her, don't be so cheap and buy your own candy.
No, if I could, I want candy. I'm an adult.
Okay, no, but trick-or-treating's for the kids. And I get what Kathy's saying because it happens. Moms will bring their babies in a costume. It's a baby. They can't have candy, but still ask for candy. We know darn well that candy is going to the mom.
And surely that doesn't happen.
So yes.
They don't have any other kids with them. They just have their newborn and they're trick-or-treating.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, really?
Would you give them candy, guy?
Oh, now you said that and I understand it more. No, because that's all they want for themselves.
Well, so this lady came up to my house last year and I wouldn't give her candy. She says, you've ruined it for my kid. I said, your kid doesn't know what's going on.
Oh my gosh. And she was dramatic about it too?
Oh, you have no idea. She did. I'm going home. You've ruined it for my baby.
Bye. Good night. We'll see you in about 2 years when your kid can actually come and have candy.
Definitely.
Hey, girl.